In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. You Better You Bet here, presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable in for Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, who will be back tomorrow. Thanks again to Trevor Sikkema for joining us to talk some NFL free agency and NFL draft. Make sure you listen to the You Better You Bet podcast to catch that interview. If you missed it, if you're just tuning in, we're running through all the Sweet 16 games. We've talked about the South and the East region. And now, Kate, it's time to get into the Midwest region, which is the most chalky of all the regions. We have the one seed alive, the two seed, the three seed, and then the five seed Miami took down Indiana yesterday. Has anything surprised you, though, in this region? I mean, we did have Pitt beat Iowa State. We had Penn State upset Texas A&M. Even though it's been chalky, has there been anything that's really surprised you so far in this region?
Not a whole lot. I would probably say the manner of which Pitt beat Iowa State. I mean, Iowa State couldn't score for the first 10 minutes of that game, put them down. They were just needing to climb their way back in throughout the whole game and couldn't get that done. So that final score is a little surprising for me. But otherwise, not really. I mean, Indiana losing to Miami, that wasn't terribly surprising. The Hoosiers, I mean, they just didn't show up yesterday, but that's kind of been their MO throughout the season. They pick and choose when they want to play. Maybe Xavier, although getting past Kennesaw State and Pitt, that's not too hard. But I wasn't too high in Xavier coming into the tournament after how they played in the Big East title game against Marquette. So, yeah, I mean, I can't really say there's too many shocking things going on in this region right now.
Right. I would have said Kennesaw State, like you alluded to. They should have won that game. They just couldn't score for the final 6 minutes. It was much like the Drake-Miami game. Drake should have won that game. Mm-hmm. They couldn't score in the final 5-6 minutes. Miami survives, and then they look great against Indiana yesterday. With that being said, though, Kate, I personally think that their luck is going to run out against Houston on Friday night in Kansas City. I think this is a terrible matchup for Miami. So I mentioned that stat earlier, right? Top 10 offenses against defenses of 100 or worse don't make the Sweet 16. Well, Miami is the 11th rated offense and their defense is 108. So they're fortunate that they're just bad enough on offense that they weren't able to meet that statistic, but they're going up against a Houston team that's number 9 on offense and number 4 on defense. So it's just going to be brutal because Houston's offense is going to do whatever they want against Miami's defense, and Houston's defense is going to be able to contain Miami's offense. So I think it's just a terrible matchup for the Canes. I think this is going to be a blowout. I love Houston minus 6.5. I would lay it. I think they win this game rather easily. It was great to see Sasser in that Auburn game look like himself. And Houston got challenged, right? Auburn was up 10 points at halftime. Houston went into the locker room. I'm sure Kelvin Sampson lit his guys up. And they came back out and they responded in a big way. So I like Houston. I think they win this game by double digits, minus 6.5. One of my favorite bets of the Sweet 16.
Yeah, it was wild to see Auburn put up 41 points in the first half against Houston. Like, that is they've only allowed like 52 points per game this entire season, which is the second best mark in the country. But then you look at the second half, and Auburn only had 4 field goals in the second half. Like, that's insane. And so that if I'm Miami, I'm a little concerned that all of a sudden Houston, they had their scare in the first half of that Auburn game. They figured it out. They're not going to be taking Miami lightly, especially on the defensive end, knowing what the Hurricanes can do offensively with the 3 guards that they have. So Miami can put up points. I'm just not sure it can put up points against Houston's defense. And that's going to be the big issue in this one, because Miami can't defend very well. So Houston's basically going to get whatever they want on offense.
I agree with you. Tyler, any thoughts on Houston-Miami?
I first of all, I can't believe Miami's even here. I had Drake. That was disgusting.
It was awful.
I think Houston's gonna end up just taking these guards out of, away. I can't imagine Miami's gonna have much for the front court with Fabian White and their other guys. I think I have no bet here, but I think Houston would be the way I would look if I had to. I just can't imagine Miami's defense is horrendous. I don't even really know how they're still here. They're kind of like a worse version of Baylor. And if it wasn't for Drake, they wouldn't be here. But, I think Houston will be a look in this game, but I don't have anything.
Yeah, I like Houston. And, you know, that game, too, Trayvon Mark was awesome for Houston. They got Jairus Walker, too, and then those 2 guards, Shedd and Sasser. But seeing Sasser look like himself again was enough for me to say, Houston, they'll be okay. And I think they're going to blow out Miami in that game. Texas and Xavier are the nightcap on Friday in Kansas City, 9:45 scheduled tip. Longhorns favored by 4.5, total 147.5. Xavier, if you like them on the money line, they're +155. Texas is -190. Kay, you said at the top of the show, you said you really like Texas the way they're looking right now. Do you like them to cover this number against Xavier?
I think what I like more than them covering this number is just the over in this game. I think we're going to see a ton of points, and that's what the line is indicating, because this is a high number, 148.5, but Xavier pushes the pace and they score pretty efficiently. I mean, they have 48 points in the first half against the Pitt. They have 6 players that are averaging double figures. And Jerome Hunter, he's come in for Zach Fremantle, who's out for the remainder of the season. And he's averaging 19 points through these first 2 tournament games. So they're scoring quite a bit. I think Texas's defense can slow them down a little bit. But Texas can also run and gun with them and push the pace and be just as efficient on offense. So I might look towards the total here. I think Texas wins this game. And I don't hate the 4.5, but to your point earlier, PJ, like, I've liked Texas for a while. That's what everyone's kind of going to be on. They're the popular pick here, so I might just stick with the total.
Yeah, I like the over as well. And I think if you like Xavier, they're going to have to score some points to hang with Texas. I don't think they can do what Penn State did and try and grind them out and win a game in like the low to mid 60s. When Xavier's right, we know they're scoring the basketball. They were great on offense in the first half against Pitt yesterday. Struggled a little bit in that second half. But I think I like my favorite play, honestly, is Moneyline Parlay, Texas and Houston. And if you put those together, it's +103. And that's the way I would do it in this regional. I'd also take Houston -6.5 personally, but I feel really good about both of those teams winning their games. I think we're on a collision course for Houston and Texas to meet up in the Elite Eight, which is just awesome. Because if that happens, the winner then goes to Houston for the chance to play in the Final Four. So 2 Texas teams going at it, I think is awesome. And 2 of the best teams in the country. Tyler, Texas, Xavier, any looks that you like in this game?
I kind of like Texas. One thing that's impressed me with these guys early on is that they have a player like every game that could take over. Serge Ibari Rice went off the first game with 27, and then Dylan Dessou dominated against Penn State. They kind of can exploit your weaknesses, and any one of the players can go off. I think they're going to do the same thing this game. Xavier's defense is horrible. Marcus Carr, Serge Ibari Rice, and Tyrese Hunter should be able to push the tempo here and kind of score pretty easily on the fast break and in the open court. Xavier gets torched on defense. I kind of like Texas in this game. I've been super impressed with them, how they're just able to beat you in so many different ways. Ibari Rice didn't even play good last against Penn State. I think he went like 0-for-9 from 3 at one point. So you got to imagine he's in the bounce back. I like this Texas team a ton. They're in my Final Four. They super impressed how they just beat teams in different ways and they exploit your weaknesses. So I think they're going to do the same thing here. I kind of like Texas.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to BOLL&Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yeah, I think I like Texas too. And again, I would just moneyline parlay Texas and Houston together. It's a plus 103 right now, BetMGM. Odds to win the regional, Kate, you look at it right now, Houston minus 110, Texas plus 200, Xavier plus 600, Miami plus 900. Would you take a stab at Texas plus 200, you think? Would you even take a shot at Houston minus 110, anything you like, or would it be a pass on the futures market?
I mean, if you're asking me to pick something, I would probably take Texas, just knowing that they can play really physical and they can, I mean, we saw against Penn State, Penn State wanted to slow them down. Houston, if they meet Houston, Houston's going to want to slow them down, and they can still win games at that pace because they're so physical on the defensive end that they can match up fairly well with Houston. And maybe they make Houston play a little bit faster than the Cougars really want. And that, you know, make some struggles for Kelvin Sampson's team. So I don't hate Texas moving on to the Final Four and taking them at a plus money number versus Houston's future, which whatever it was you said, minus something, you know, just a little bit more value in the Longhorns.
Yeah, minus 110 if you like Houston to win the regional. I got them at plus 120 before the tournament started to win the regional, so I'm hanging on to that ticket. Let me ask you a question. If I gave you, and I don't know what the odds would be on this, but if I said, Kate, you could have the winner of the Midwest Regional or the entire field to be your national champion, would you take the Midwest winner, assuming it's either Texas or Houston, or would you take the field where you have the likes of like Bama, Tennessee, Michigan State, possibly Kansas State, UConn, Zaga, UCLA? Who would you take, Midwest or the field?
I might take the Midwest. I think those are two of the best teams that are still in the tournament. I mean, you made a good point. I told you this in the commercial break about Tennessee rather, and Rick Barnes and what he's done. And that being kind of a sell high point on Tennessee, I'm not sure that they're going to be able to advance much further or really be a threat if they were to make it to the finals. Alabama and UCLA would be the two teams that I would be concerned about. In terms of really putting up a fight against Texas or Houston. So I think if you're giving me those two in the field, I would probably take both Texas and Houston. Those are some pretty tough teams still left.
You know what? I would agree with you. And I would love to see odds on that because we would get plus money on that because Bama's the betting favorite right now. And then you're getting a number of good teams out of the West. I don't think anybody from the East Regionals winning the championship, but with Bama, UConn, Gonzaga, UCLA there, against Houston and Texas, I think that you would get some nice plus money there. And I agree with you. Houston, I've just, you know, I think they're the best team in the country. And I love the way that they battle back against Auburn. Xavier, Kate, this team is so good on offense, but defensively, they're 63rd in KenPom. And I can't get out of my head how they looked against Marquette in that Big East title game. And then even Kennesaw State, like they should have lost that game. So look, obviously they could beat Texas because it's one and done and anything could happen in a game like that. But I really like Texas and Houston. It's going to be interesting. What does Rodney Terry need to do, you think, as Texas head coach to solidify his job as the Longhorns coach next year? Do you think he has to make the Final Four? Do you think he just has to make the Elite Eight? Like, at what point? It was almost like the conversation we were having with Brock Purdy, right? Like, we were all like, if Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl, like, he's going to be the starting quarterback next season. What does Rodney Terry have to do so he can guarantee himself as head coach? You think it's Final Four? Championship? What do you think?
I mean, I would argue that he almost already has. Get to the Elite Eight, and I would say you need to give him the job. What he's done with this team after all the Chris Beard stuff went down, like this might be a better team with Rodney Terry. That whole situation brought all these players closer, and it shows on the floor. I mean, they play as a complete team, and to Tyler's point, any given night, someone's going to show up. And I think that's a product of some of the coaching that we've seen this year. Now, I know this is Texas. This is a big time job, a big time school. So maybe you do want to bring in a little bit higher profile coach for recruiting purposes and things like that. But X's and O's and getting his team ready and winning games, like Rodney Terry's done a pretty good job of all of that. And so I would say if he gets the Elite Eight, I think he deserves the job. If he gets to the Final Four, you definitely have to bring him back because that's pretty impressive to do with everything that Texas has dealt with this season and in his first, you know, interim year as their head coach. That's hard to do.
Not to mention they won the Big 12 tournament, right? Best league in college basketball, and they won that. So that's obviously a big bargaining chip that he has there when he goes into negotiations. I think the biggest compliment we can give Rodney Terry, a ton of people like Texas, they have them in their Final Four championship game. There are some that have Texas winning the whole thing. I don't think you do that if you don't have trust in who their head coach is, right? Like when we talk about this UConn team, we're like, UConn, no question, has the talent. They're good enough to win the championship, but we're all petrified of Danny Hurley. We're like, this guy's a psycho. We don't know what's going to happen with him. The two data points we've gotten in the first two tournaments, like what's going to happen? But I think that the biggest compliment you can give Rodney Terry is the fact that there was really no talk of that. Like, and that's the point I kept bringing up was if Chris Beard was Texas's head coach, I would really consider that Houston-Texas matchup. I really like Houston in that game, but I would consider it. But because people have immense faith in Terry, or at least a good enough faith that they feel like he can get the job done, I think as Texas administration, like that should tell you all you need to know.
Well, and we saw coaching matters with Bill Self out. I think Kansas wins that game if Self is on the sidelines that day. I mean, that stuff really matters the deeper you get into the tournament.
Great point. Great point about Bill Self. Yeah, that was a three-point game. And yeah, with Bill Self, maybe the best coach in the country on the sidelines, that could have been the difference. Wrapping up our number two next here on You Better You Bet, PJ Glasser, Kate Constable. We're looking at the final two games of the Sweet 16, and boy, are they good ones. Arkansas, UConn, Gonzaga, UCLA. We'll get into those next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.